Shalom, everyone. I hope the sound is coming over okay this evening. Welcome to our online meditation class. Thanks, God. And a good God evening to everyone. It's wonderful to be able to share this universal mantra meditation that Maitreya has given to us this evening. I just posted the URL from Keys 4. I'm going to share a little bit about that tonight. This is the question that was asked to Maitreya in the Keys book, talking about Maitreya transmitting messages from 6 to 6:30 a.m. and p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and what does that mean? It means that from 6 to 6:30 on Saturdays, 1 to 1:30 Greenwich time, Maitreya will go into a state of meditation. If others also tune in at the same time, a master unified state of consciousness will be created, which will envelop the whole earth. In this oneness, if all those who are meditating together visualize the earth and pray in their hearts for peace, harmony, oneness, and His kingdom to come on earth, they are accelerating the processes for the plan to be manifested. The more people join in this great and powerful exercise, the greater will be the impact. At this time, Maitreya also transmits messages of love, light, oneness, harmony, peace, etc. And if others are also in tune to His vibration and energy, they will receive and feel them. It works like the relationship between a radio station and a receiver. The station sends out its program. In order for the receiver to receive the messages from the station, it should not only be in proper working condition to be ready, but it should also be meditating, and be on the same channel frequency, in tune to their aura, open to Maitreya. Then he will clearly receive the messages. It also means that each and any person who meditates and sends love, peace, positive, and loving thoughts to the world will become a transmitter to affect the vibration and energy of the planet toward increasing these qualities. Which we so badly need. Again, the greater the number, the greater the impact. In order to transmit properly, one should sit in a comfortable position, close the eyes, calm the mind and the body, then ideate on the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and let the blessings and higher thoughts of the Holy Ghost flow through him into the world. The Holy Ghost is full of positive thoughts, love, peace, tranquility, grace, healing. So with this, a person will not only become full of bliss, but he will be doing a great service for humanity. He will become a greater servant of God, a light worker. He will create a greater desire to serve Him, to manifest His kingdom on the earth, the plan. So he will become closer and closer to God, which is equal with creating greater peace and tranquility and understanding within, in his environment, and on the earth. As these qualities are increased, a person becomes closer to his or her own essence of Christ consciousness and becomes more in tune with Maitreya. The more people in tune with him, the more accelerated is the process to manifest the plan. So that's a little bit of information about the transmission meditation that we do on Saturday mornings, linking up with the energies of Maitreya as a world meditation. And these group energies are very important. In the class tonight, of course, we do the universal mantra meditation using the Hari Om Shri Hum Om Nam Kevalam mantra that Maitreya gave to us, gave to the world. And you can also give this mantra to anyone, to everyone, and encourage them to use the mantra, sing the mantra, walk and talk the mantra, have the mantra in your mind as you work or play or be still or in your motion, using Hari Om Shri Hum Om Nam Kevalam brings the energy of the highest to your mind and your body. It helps you to become more centered also. When you don't have the time to sit in a formal meditation, just use these words, Hari Om Shri Hum Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. So now we'll do the meditation process together. Still our minds in oneness. Clarify that peace within us. That's our true birthright. So let's sit comfortably. Our back and neck straight. Our body in a relaxed position. Keeping your spine erect. Close your eyes. And again, relax your body. Releasing any tension or any tense feelings that you might be having. And just be completely relaxed. And now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember the objects located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remembering where each room is and whatever else you can remember about the place that you are in. Then expand yourself to fill the whole city, remembering the roads, the areas as much as you can. Then expand yourself to fill the whole state, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, Try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. Now that you have filled the whole earth, visualize gently leaving your body, and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize as they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine now that you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets and our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach that center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet, the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra, your second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. This light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white, keeping your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen, repeating in your mind the first part of your mantra. Realize the stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra. Breathe out the second part of your mantra. Again, recognize the stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Again, breathing with the rhythm of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hum. Om Nam Kevala. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought, desire, etc., gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but be relaxed. And now we'll meditate together in silence for another 8 minutes, and then we'll reverse the process. And now close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you. Within your purified chakras, keep the light and the love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth and remember. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from the brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth and slowly re-enter your body. And withdraw from filling the earth, all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house, or the building, and the room that you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe. But we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. And now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom, everyone. All thanks to God for sharing the meditation class this evening. Have a good God night.